St. Joseph's College and a company backed by Kate Street Capital have ended a $750,000 agreement. They plan to build a greenhouse as part of the college's new Institute for Local Food Systems Innovation. Kate Street Capital might sound familiar. That's because it was behind the failed bid to revive the Great Northern Paper Mill in East Millinocket in 2014 after receiving millions of dollars in taxpayer money. Patty White has more.
Last fall, St. Joseph's College announced Florida-based company Organic Nutrition would award the school $750,000 to fund a greenhouse. It's a key component of the college's new institute that promotes local sustainable agriculture. But that agreement, which had been in the works for about a year, is now off, says Peter Nielsen, St. Joseph's entrepreneur in residence.
And all parties agreed to that, that what we had begun to explore in March of 2017, you know, looked good at that point. And when we got to the end of the year, it wasn't making sense to anybody.
Nielsen says St. Joseph's is working with many other partners and will still move forward with the plan. A spokeswoman from Kate Street Capital did not return a request for comment by airtime. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.